You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
You're listening to Kelly to the Core, and today I am thrilled to have Dr. Candy Campbell, who has joined me to talk about an event that she's involved in. Candy and I met each other a few years ago at an event in London where we were both speaking, and it was a nursing event, so to speak, and there was a lot of different people there, and I came away with that, with this valued friendship that I have with her now. She is a nurse consultant who works with corporate and individual clients to achieve peak performance cultures and success. Her nursing CV includes administrative, clinical, and academic work. Candy, as her friends call her, as I do, is also an award-winning actor, author, and filmmaker. And as an actress, she has appeared on stage, film, radio, and TV, and she's also the co-founder of an improv and stand-up comedy group, the Barely Insane Players. That sounds like something I'd want to belong to, which led to 3 one-person shows, including the latest, An Evening with Florence Nightingale, a reluctant celebrity. Candy, thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you tell our listeners today a little bit about the Global Healthcare Leadership Summit 2021 that is happening in the month of October?
Oh, thanks so much, Kelly. Well, you know, today I'm here as a representative of an LLC we created. Sharon Weinstein, my business partner and I and friend, created during COVID. And the LLC is called LEAD, the number for excellence. And we have a website, of course, it's .com. Now, Sharon and I came together as two speakers and friends, and just like you, Kelly, we're all members of National Speakers Association, and we're all nurses, and we were sort of bemoaning the fate that we had been totally booked for 2020 because it's Year of the Nurse, and Miss Nightingale was going to be in 3 countries again, but then, then came COVID, and we thought, well, the first couple of weeks, because we live close to each other and suddenly we were, instead of having lunch, we were on the phone all the time saying, well, you know, there's one thing about moaning and complaining, but there's another thing. And that is, this is probably maybe, let's just say, a message from the universe that it's our turn to give back. Because we're no longer at the bedside. Both of us spent many years at the bedside, and our love is for healthcare and for service excellence and making it better. So we thought, how about if we give leaders, healthcare leaders or healthcare wannabe leaders, the kinds of engagement with some of the top thought leaders in healthcare that they're not going to get anywhere unless they go to a conference, and there's no conferences and nobody has any money. Let's do it for free. So we pooled our efforts, we got some sponsors, and last year we had the inaugural Global Healthcare Leadership event. And this year it's the second annual Global Healthcare Leadership Summit. Last year, we had over 600 people, mostly nurses, but others too, within healthcare. That included pharmacists and physicians, physical therapists, people who work in HR, all kinds of administrators. There were about 80% of them were in the C-suite. And then we had 11 other countries also represented, many of them also C-suite people, but many also were graduate students who were interested in leadership. And because we also, of course, offer the digital downloads, then they could choose to be live online and chat. And that is why, of course, I reached out to you, because we've known each other, and I knew that you would bring terrific value to one of our panels. And why don't you tell people what you're going to be talking about?
Well, I'm going to speak with Dr. Susan Acquisto. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. I always stumble with that one. But we are going to talk about communicating value. And since the two of us work in research, communicating value right now and communication overall in research sites is really, it's at a point, I think, that we're not ever going to go back from. We've almost come to the curve in the road where many research organizations are struggling with, is research of value to the facility? Are we able to make money and be added value to the site that we are affiliated with? What are we doing to help patients? You know, how can we help patients? And of course, as you and I were talking before we started recording, it's the communication piece that's different. We have sites that there's no staff that works full time, you know, at the site anymore. Everyone is either remote fully or they are hybrid. And that has caused some questions in the value of research, the value of messing with it, you know, having the liability, the responsibility, the cost. And I think Susan and I both are going to come at it from working with sites on a day in, day out basis. And, you know, how, even if you're not a research site, how do you assess the value of what you're doing every day? And the problem now is we're challenged with the communication challenges across the you know, the whole paradigm has moved. And just like you and I were talking, there's no conferences in person anymore. And when they do occur, the majority of them are hybrid. And then you're dealing with some people are there and some people aren't. Well, how do you create value for the ones that are there that's different from the ones that are not there? There's a lot of this that's going to be, I think, new to all of us in the coming years, because I'm not sure we're going back. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think that is one of the reasons why we decided to put this together, because, well, let's just say we have to place a value on innovation. Now, it's been a word that as nurses, of course, we've known about forever, ever since Florence Nightingale, the first nurse innovator. And we know that innovation is more than just culling data. It's more than analyzing the data. It's using our integrity in every respect. And when you talk about risk and that sort of piece of the compliance puzzle, well, Kelly, you and I have been reading about people who lack integrity, who are doing some of these clinical trials and or billing falsely for different things. And so that is why we think nurses have such a great place in terms of clinical research and trials and guiding, if you will, helping navigate. Because I think that generally speaking, we know that we need to learn how to speak to other people in an interprofessional way that is not only kind and caring, because we're dealing with patients and people who deal with patients, but the people who are so often relegated the tasks of carrying out the work that has to be done and all these regulations and all this litigation that we're always afraid of. They are people sometimes who already have full plates,
right?
And they're told that they have XYZ other things to do, and how you as a nurse or as a team, whoever you are on that compliance team, have to communicate with them. Well, there are things to be learned.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that, you know, both of us being nurses today, nursing is a different field. You can do a lot of things as a nurse today. You can work in a lot of different areas and you deal with a lot of different people. You know, as a nurse, young nurse years ago, I basically worked with other nurses, phlebotomists, physicians. And today as a nurse who is involved in research compliance. I work with coders and billers and physicians and pharmaceutical sponsors and monitors, you know, nurses, doctors, pharmacists. It's there's a plethora, and communication is key. And I think as nurses, you're right, we have to be the ones to sometimes, you know, reach out with the olive branch and communicate in a kind way. And it all started with Florence Nightingale. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your Florence Nightingale presentation that you do, because it is utterly amazing to see.
Ah, well, thank you. You know, I think as a nurse and as a healthcare person, even if you're not a nurse, everybody's pretty much heard of Florence Nightingale. She is consistently on the list wherever you look of 100 most influential women in history, along with like Cleopatra. I mean, what she did for her day is so amazing. She was a true polymath. Not only did she speak 6 languages fluently, she helped translate Plato from the Greek in her spare time with her friend Benjamin Jewett. She traveled extensively for a woman, an unmarried woman in her day. She had, of course, people with her, guardians with her. But can you imagine in the 1840s going to Egypt? They didn't even have railways everywhere. I mean, just, you know, to do anything like that. She visited all over Europe, and she made this study of healthcare everywhere she went. And because of her privileged platform, she recognized that there was this class distinction, and it wasn't just in London. She was a true devotee of diversity and equity. I know a lot of people misunderstand because she was white and because Britain ruled from sun to sun that she must have been a colonialist, but she was the one who would work with all the viceroys of the different continents and different peoples and tutor them in how to collect and manage data so that they could improve the lives of the people around them. And one last thing I'll say about why I decided to do this show, it was, again, just like the other two shows, kind of something that landed on me. And what happened was I was teaching at the University of San Francisco, and it was, that year was 2010. If you recall, Kelly, 2010 in nursing was kind of a weird celebration. People were saying, oh, it's the 100th anniversary of Florence Nightingale's death. It's like, oh, that's an interesting holiday. But in this case, I remember being at a faculty meeting, and our wonderful librarian came in, and she said, Claire Sharifi, shout out to Claire. She's so terrific. She came in and she said, I have an announcement. You all need to know that thanks to a lot of people in the Florence Nightingale Foundation and the British Museum and all of these other places, they have amassed online for the first time. You can read Florence Nightingale's 200 books and articles, and over 10,000 of her letters have been digitized. And so I said, well, I got to find out a little bit about that. And do you know, Kelly, I was so amazed with this woman. I just thought it was her writing reached out through the years and just grabbed me. And when I started discussing this with some of my other NSA friends, I remember I was at a holiday party, just going on and on like I was just doing right now about how terrific she was. One of my friends said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You're an actor. Yes. You've had 2 solo shows. Yes. And why isn't this your third one? And I'm like, Oh my gosh, that's a lot of work. I hadn't really thought about having that much work. But you know what? I think that it has been such a blessing. It has been bringing people together in the three countries we've been so far because of her universal message of interprofessional communication and love for people. So that kind of message is really what we're striving for also in the Global Healthcare Leadership Summit. And I want to tell your audience that even if they're not nurses, the kinds of discussions that we're having, I think they are going to be very interesting. Just thinking of the day that you're going to be on, and let me just say, it's four Thursdays in October. We're starting next week on the 7th, the 14th. You'll be there on the third week, the 21st. And that particular day, we're also having Joe Tai, some people might know him, the values coach, and Terry Dreher on another panel. She's a special, she's been infamous or famous in her field for patient advocacy for seniors. She works with a lot of the long-term facilities. And the keynoter that day is our wonderful friend, Hayam Nadell. She is such an innovator. She's going to be talking on integrity and innovation, placing value on those things. And that's why your panels are going forward with that. And I just think that if the people in your audience are interested in the future of healthcare, over the broad scope, this is 20 speakers, 20 hot thought leaders in healthcare coming together. And of course, Kelly, you had to be one of them.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to be a part of it. So I want to end by saying, if you ever get the chance to see Candy's show as Florence Nightingale, it is powerful, entertaining, and I would call it brilliant. You are amazing when you become Florence because you become her. But today I want to invite everybody and thank Candy so much for joining me. But I want to invite you to the Global Healthcare Leadership Summit for the month of October, every Thursday. I don't think you would be disappointed. And I think you would learn a lot and be with like-minded individuals in a leadership institute that you can gain information and knowledge from on innovation and where we are today in healthcare. Thanks for joining me, Candy.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, KellyToTheCore.com.